Buckle up, everybody. Welcome to the Danger Zone. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, which evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that by mixing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way up. And yeah, if something is working for you, in other words, if it looks bad, but then they dig in and find it's in your favor, that's attractive. But if something is working against you, well, it's dangerous. And quite honestly, that's ugly. If you want to find out what they are singing the ugly praises on, you want to find out the most attractive and most dangerous lists, go to newconstructs.com where they blog about all of their danger zone picks. So there's always more information available on the stuff you hear us talk about on the show. David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. David, it's great to chat with you again.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
David joins us on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. David, who's in the danger zone this week?
We've got a twofer, Chuck, a double whammy in Equinix and Digital Realty Trust.
Danger, danger.
One danger for each of them, Equinix and Digital Realty Trust. What is the basic problem here that they both must share to be in the danger zone together?
Really overvalued stocks and bad businesses. A friend tipped me off to take a look at these guys. And, you know, as much carnage as there's been in the market in the last couple of weeks here, Chuck, especially some of these high-flying growth and momentum names, these two stocks have remained relatively unscathed, despite the fact that I got to put them in with some of these, you know, crazy Peloton, Robinhood, overvalued kind of stocks. And I think it's because they're associated with real estate and people see real estate as quote unquote safe, but this is not a safe area of real estate. And yeah, these businesses are deteriorating and the valuations have huge downside.
So let's start with Equinix. It's ticker symbol EQIX. What's the problem there? How out of whack is the valuation?
Well, at $725 a share, it's effectively priced to be nearly half as big as Amazon Web Services and have profits 550% greater than where they are now. But if you don't believe in that, the downside is more like to $128 a share or over 80% below. And even then, that means they grow at consensus, right? So if they grow at consensus rates, and they maintain their margins, which we don't think is likely. Yeah, it's only worth $128 compared to $725 today.
We are always talking about catalyst, but in a case where it's valuation, but also it's company swept up in industry. In other words, you've got a rising tide that is lifting this boat, but can't sustain it. What typically tends to send it crashing back under the waves?
Chuck, this is always a moving target, right? I mean, we're surfing on the surf of the market, right? And when things were ebullient and Momo dominated the day, it didn't really matter whether we were right or whether our research was out there because everything was going up. Tide was lifting all ships. Now that the tide's going out and people are hitting rocks, big rocks, crashing, some people potentially, you know, having just to swim to shore, it's possible that research like ours might be a big catalyst because we're uncovering what's in the public. You know, if you're reading the filing and reading even what the companies say about how they are losing business to their customers, then, you know, it's really obvious. Like when I was first turned on to this by a friend, I was like, oh, when they gave me the thesis, I'm like, oh, shoot, we're probably too late. These stocks have probably already crashed. And then he sent me a chart and showed that they had not at all crashed. And I was like, oh, yeah, baby. This is a great one for the danger zone. And this is, you know, the big thing here is what these guys do is they buy warehouses and they sell space for people to put their machines in there. Data center warehouses, right? Well, two things happening in data center warehouses. One, people aren't going to warehouses anymore. They're just taking it to the cloud. We did it a long time ago. I'm surprised to know the industry's still growing because it is so much more efficient just to go to the cloud. I don't have to own any machines. I only use what I need. And by the way, not only is not owning machines cheaper on a CapEx level, there's no maintenance. I don't have to worry about machines breaking I don't have to worry about paying rent. And I don't have to worry about buying enough machines to do what I need to do. I just take what I need when I need it. So this cloud model that Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure, and what Google provide is extremely attractive, and it's taking market share. The other big shoe to drop is that Google, Microsoft, and Amazon, by far the biggest customers of these data center warehouses clients, they're getting into the business themselves, as they have other mission critical businesses in the past, right? Right. Amazon, they used to sort of have to rely too much on FedEx. FedEx starting to tighten the reins. So, you know, Amazon said, you know what? We'll just buy our own planes and deliver our own packages. These firms are doing the same thing with their data centers. And it makes sense, right? Like, there's not that much competitive advantage in a data center. So it's just two things moving away from these digital warehouse REITs, and their valuations don't yet reflect it. And we're going to make that very clear to a lot of people in the coming days. And I'm hoping that'll be the catalyst, Chuck.
Let's also talk about DLR, Digital Realty Trust. What's the misvaluation there? And is it the same kind of catalyst?
Oh, yeah. Same kind of catalyst. The stories are very much the same. This is like Batman and Robin. Oh, you know, really Batman and Batman. They're very similar. Stock prices aren't the same, but the valuation is similar. Both, we're showing 82% plus downside of both, right? So, yeah, to justify $142 a share, they have to improve their margin to 19%, to a full 100 basis points above what they did in 2021, and grow revenue at 50% compounded annually for the next 10 years versus consensus estimates of around 8% over the same time frame. And at that point in time, they'd be a quarter as big as AWS's 2021 revenue and have 5% of the global data center market in 2031, which is 2.5 times what they have now. More realistic expectations, their margin stays the same. They grow at consensus through the next couple of years, and then at 5% from 2024 to 2031, which is effectively the industry growth rate, and the stock's worth $25 a share, or 82% below where it is today.
It's ugly. It's indeed ugly. That, of course, makes it dangerous. Anything else we should know about this one? It's, again, same business, similar stories, likely the same unfortunate sticky end, right?
That's right. I think the thesis is really straightforward here. You know, this was a high growth, fancy business. People loved it. They plowed into it. You know, look, its days have passed it, but the hype has not yet woken up to the reality.
It's why Equinix, EQIX, and Digital Realty Trust, DLR, are both in the danger zone. You can get a lot more information by reading the full report, which is available for you at newconstructs.com. And the site's on Twitter at New Constructs, and David Trainer, well, he's on Twitter too, at TheRealDTrain37. He's the founder and president of New Constructs. David, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Chuck. My pleasure.
Well, I told you how to get the information. Remember, we've got more Money Life to go. Up next, our big interview. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.